Heaven's Net is Wide. Written by Leon Hearn and read by Paul English. These were the years when the warlord Ida Sadayoshi, who employed so many members of the tribe, including Kikuta Kotaro, was engaged in unifying the east of the three countries and compelling minor families and clans to submit to the triple oak leaf of the Tohan. The middle country had been held for hundreds of years by the Otori, and the current head of the clan, Lord Shigemori, had two young sons, Shigeru and Takeshi, and two discontented and ambitious half-brothers, Shoichi and Masahiro. Takeshi had been born the year Lady Otori turned 32. Many women were already holding their grandchildren by that age. She had been married to Shigemori when she was 17 and he 25. She had conceived a child almost immediately, giving great hope for a swift guarantee of succession. But the child, a boy, had been stillborn, and the next, a girl, lived only a few hours after birth. Several miscarriages followed, all water children consigned to the care of Jizo. It seemed her womb was too unstable to carry a living child to full term. Doctors, then priests, were consulted, and finally a shaman from the mountains. The doctors prescribed foods to strengthen the womb, sticky rice, eggs, and fermented soybeans. They advised against eating eel or any other lively fish, and brewed teas that were reputed to have calming properties. The priests chanted prayers and filled the house with incense and talismans from distant shrines. The shaman tied a straw cord round her belly to hold the child in, and forbade her from looking on the colour red, lest she revive the womb's desire to bleed. Lord Shigemori was privately advised by his senior retainers to take a concubine, or several, but his half-brothers, Shoichi and Masahiro, were inclined to oppose this idea, arguing that the Otori succession had always been through legitimate heirs. Other clans might arrange their affairs differently, but the Otori, after all, were descended from the imperial family, and it would surely be an insult to the emperor to create an illegitimate heir. The child could, of course, have been adopted and so legitimized, but Shoichi and Masahiro were not so loyal to their older brother that they did not harbour their own ideas about inheritance.